All right, welcome back. NBA getting ramped up to try to find a champ this year. And we bring on Ben Steiner, NBA writer and reporter for The Big Lead. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. Ben, good to have you.
How are you? How's it going?
We're okay. So this is good. I mean, we're inching forward and, you know, NHL has a plan. NBA has a plan. Now that you've read the plan for the NBA, is it slanted towards certain teams or not? What do you think of it?
Yeah, I think that now it's funny. We've got a clear vision. There's been so many ifs and ands and buts. We know where they're going. We know what's going to happen. And I think that it's going to be a really cool and fun version of an NBA playoffs and something that we haven't seen before. And I think that this does, you can see some teams that maybe wouldn't have gotten to the second round or a Final Four conference, you know, whatever you want to call it, conference finals in this tournament setting, that might get there that might not have in a regular setting.
And so as you look at that, believe me, I think that it's going to be awesome the way it's going to play out, and it's, you know, all in one place. It's like a giant AAU tournament. Like, it's, there's going to be some intensity to it, and it should be fun. Is there any concern with you? Because I'd heard Matt Barnes of ESPN, you know, put out there that maybe not everybody's on this 100%, especially with some of the social issues now, and then also some of the health concerns, that there could be players that would just opt out and not play. Is the NBA concerned about that, or any specific teams worried about that?
I think that's a great point that Matt Barnes brought up, and he would know, being a respected veteran who played a long time and talked to players and knows things about what's going on. But I think it's going to be okay. I think that everyone that's healthy to play will probably play. But you do bring up a good point. With everything going on in the country, you know, some people might look at it differently than they would have 2 weeks ago, because there's so many things going on in this historic period of time we're in. It's interesting to look at. But I think that if someone's healthy, they're going to go play, because the NBA season, remember, it didn't complete. So it's still, the season is still, it's going on as if this would all be going on even if they were still in the regular normal format.
All right, let's talk about LeBron, because this was, there's no getting around. I mean, whatever this title would be for him, it would still be number four. And we'll wait to debate that when it actually happens. But how key do you believe this season getting restarted was for him, as far as this point in his career, where he's trying to finish from a legacy standpoint? How critical do you think this is, that he's going to get a shot at a title this year?
Oh, so big. And I know a lot of people up there in Ohio care about LeBron, and they've been following him for years. This is big, because they were hitting their stride. This was the best team in basketball, almost arguably, you know, that during that period of time, right around the season got stopped, they were hitting their stride. LeBron was playing like the best player in the world again. He was leading the NBA in assists. On top of all the scoring and rebounding that he does, he was leading the league in assists. He had Anthony Davis and him gelling perfectly, the veterans on that team playing so well, and they were the clear favorites to me to win the championship. And I think that, yeah, he's running out of time. I mean, he's getting up there in age. And this season, if it were to be a lost season, that's a big lost season when you've got maybe the best team in basketball. So I think that this is huge for him and huge for his legacy.
No, definitely is. We're talking to Ben Steiner, coming to the NBA for The Big Lead here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, since we're talking about LeBron, I mean, and they were playing so well. You know, you can look at this as two ways. You know, they're losing their momentum, or being an older team, they get to step back and get a little bit healthy, and he should be as fresh as ever heading into what's going to be, you know, a breakneck sprint here for the next, you know, once they get started for, you know, 4 to 5, 6 week period. I mean, where do you kind of fall out on this, is, you know, for some of these teams, beneficial, detrimental? Who do you think it could benefit the most?
That's a great point, and I'm going to go with the latter. I think that a team that is a veteran-oriented team, a team that's been around the block, is not only going to get healthier, and they're going to know how to take care of their body, but here's another tidbit. They've got more money and more experience. They might have a house with a gym in it. They might have, you know, more accessible training stuff than a rookie is, or, you know, some of these young teams. Maybe they're living in an apartment. Maybe they're renting. A team like the Lakers, most of those guys in that team have been around the block for a long time. LeBron, Dwight Howard, Rondo. They've got stuff that they can train with, and they're getting their bodies ready. They know how to take care of their bodies. They've been through lockout. They've been through everything. I think it is perfect for a team like the Lakers.
Talking with Ben Steiner, The Big Lead, talking NBA, wrote a very interesting article about certainly the rise and fall and maybe re-rise of a D'Angelo Russell, who we got to know very much here at Ohio State in a short time. And I believe you even talked to his former coach, Thad Matta. What was the eye opener for you on where D'Angelo is right now in his career?
Yeah, and it was a really cool story. I spent a few nights on the phone with D'Angelo, and then yes, spoke to Thad Matta and also Jeff Bowles, the guy that recruited him at Ohio State. And there was a lot of eye-opening stuff. I followed his career very closely. What he did with the Brooklyn Nets a year and a half ago was unbelievable. I think the most eye-opening thing is how hard he works. People don't realize from the outside when they see maybe what happened with the Lakers and maybe just getting traded around all the time, how hard a guy works and puts in that work. Or even when they get to that star level, he was an all-star. It takes a lot of work. And Thad Matta was giving me story after story of D'Angelo. There was one story that I thought was incredible. Was he said he couldn't find him after a bad practice. If D'Angelo ever had a bad practice, Matta couldn't find him because he'd be in the gym, in the women's gym, getting up extra shots after that practice. There was another one where they did a psychology test that year at Ohio State, and they tested all the players and saw things that were right, wrong, indifferent, whatever. And on D'Angelo's, they had never seen somebody so competitive with himself. And Thad Matta really, really put a onus on that. The guy literally called him who did the test and said they've never seen this before.
No, it makes a lot of sense because the irony of that is, you know, he came here and everybody was so excited when he was so good so quickly because he really wasn't anticipated to be a one-and-done guy. And then he goes from that to not only being a one-and-done guy, but I believe the second pick overall in the draft. And so, his work ethic is, you know, is obviously legendary for him to turn himself into that. And obviously there's skill that's involved with that as well. In kind of talking through this, you know, guys bounce from team to team in professional sports, and sometimes it varies on the sport for a variety of reasons. As you've kind of, you know, talked through this, why do you think he really hasn't been able to find that solid home yet in the NBA?
I think that other than the Lakers situation where he was just young, the team was kind of messy with everything. You know, Kobe's final season, the young guys were all young and meshing their parts. Other than that, I think it's just been the luck of the draw. Because the season that D'Angelo had in Brooklyn is one of the better seasons you will ever see from a 22-year-old All-Star. There were no other All-Stars in that team, no other even close to All-Stars in that team, and he carried them on his back to the playoffs. But guess what? The Nets went and got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Can he control that? He can't control that. You go to the Warriors, they gave him a max deal. He got the money, but the Warriors, he didn't really fit into that long-term plan there. I think now with the Timberwolves, he will find a home. And I think that this is the perfect spot. He told me when he got traded to Timberwolves, he was actually living with Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, that's how close they were. When he got traded there, he moved in with Karl Anthony Towns. They are going to be a dynamic duo.
All right, Ben, we'll leave you with this as far as the NBA championship and predicting the winner here. First of all, it'll be very unpredictable, right? No fans and you know, it'll be different. No home court, you know, so it should be more wild than ever. Would that lean you more towards the favorites, or do you think that there's some value here in a wild card, whether it's, you know, I don't know, Boston, Toronto, somebody that people aren't mentioning other than maybe the Lakers, Clippers, Milwaukee? Who do you think is going to be in the championship, and give me a wild card with some value?
I think the wild cards you can look at are, I keep saying, I think the Heat and the Thunder. I think one of those two teams is perfectly set up to make a Final Four, conference final type of run. Doesn't mean they're going to win it all, no. But I think you might see the Miami Heat or Oklahoma State Thunder make that kind of, where they come from, and they're really in the conversation. As for the finals, I still think it's going to be the heavy hitters. The only kind of wild card in that situation is I could see a team like the Rockets finally breaking free, the Russell Westbrook, James Harden. Maybe this is their chance. Maybe they all band together and just say, hey, there's not a crazy home court advantage. If they go to L.A. or, you know, play the Clippers or Lakers, they're on a neutral court. I think we could see Westbrook and Harden really make that next step. But I'm still leaning on Lakers and Clippers. I think it's going to be Lakers or Clippers winning it all.
All right. Well done, Ben Snyder, NBA reporter for the Big Lead. We appreciate it, man. We'll be watching. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Ben was on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Just to give you a little bit of context on the value he just threw out there. He doesn't. I like what he said. I don't necessarily need Oklahoma City to win it. I just need them to get far enough where I can hedge against them. Because Oklahoma City right now is 80-1.
Gosh.
80-1. So if he can get me into a semifinal situation, you might be able to hedge out of it. Now, Miami Heat, they're at 28-1. So There's just not enough value right now. Although the Lakers, I mean, you really do feel like they're the best. You're still getting 2-1 money on the Lakers. And so, you know, and the Bucks might be another team at 3-1 that you feel like there's some value, you know. Let some other teams try to beat themselves up and then see if you can get a team into the final at 3-1. But, man, when he threw out Oklahoma City, I quickly went to the Postmaster to see what's going on there. 80-1 might be worth a few shekels.